The splendor of the King, clothed in majesty, let all the earth rejoice, let all the earth rejoice. He wraps himself in light, and darkness tries to hide and trembles at his voice. It trembles at his voice. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all we sing, how great is our God. Age to age he stands, and time is in his hands, beginning and the end, beginning and the end. The Godhead three in one, Father, Spirit, and Son, the Lion and the Lamb, the Lion and the Lamb. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. You're the name above all names, and you're worthy of our praise. And my heart will sing, how great is our God. How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God? And all with me, how great is our God? How great is our God? Sing with me, how great is our God, and all will see how great is our God. And so, Father, we come before your presence with singing this morning. We come before your presence with praise, and come before you magnifying and glorifying your name. For you are such a great God. No one can compare to you. God, you're magnificent in all your ways, and you're glorious in all your ways. And so we bless you, God, because we belong to you. You told us according to your word that everything that has breath, praise ye the Lord. And so we bless you because we have breath. But God, we bless you because you have been so good to us. You've been better to us than we have been to ourselves. Oh God, and we would not be here at this appointed place and this appointed time if it had not been for your mercy and it had not been for your favor. And so, God, we seek your this morning in the mighty name of Jesus as we begin, some of us, our work week the first time in the year of 2017, God. We want you, oh God, to know that you are the most important thing to us. In the name of Jesus, nothing else compares to you, God, and nothing else will satisfy us, and nothing else will help us to live victorious, to be a breakthrough, to be more than overcomers, to enter into our breakthrough.
and to obtain everything, God, that you have in store for us. Oh, God, to return. Oh, God, to gain back everything that the enemy has taken away. Oh, God, the years of the cankerworm, God, and the locust, Lord, those things that they thought that they would take away forever. God, there's no way better for us to get those things back than to get the above, the exceeding abundantly, above all that we can ever ask or think. There's no way to get those things except through you, God, because you are the way. You are the way for us to get our victory. You are the way for us to get our healing. You are the way for us to get our breakthrough. You are the way for us to get our deliverance. God, you are the way for us to have a peace in mind, God. You are the way, God, for us to get our joy, Lord. You are the way for everything that we need and more. And so we come before your presence, God, to seek your face, to seek your glory, to seek an audience with you. And we know, God, that you come in and you inhabit the praises of your people. So the best way to get into your presence and to get you to come down is to open up our mouths and offer unto you a sacrifice of praise. And so we began to sing, "How great is our God." That's the song that was ringing down in my soul, God, as I was walking and enjoying the glory of your rain, God, because you are so good. You do all things well. Though there may be rain outside, God, and some people don't like to get wet, but God, your rain brings about life, God, and you shower down on us this morning. Oh, God, and you will shower down on this land all day long, and it just lets me know, God, that you have something great in store for your people. You're not going to allow us to die. You're not going to allow us to dry out. You're not going to allow us to go about to be weary in well-doing. But if we continue to seek you, if we continue to put our faith in you, if we continue to trust in you, God, God, you are sending a rain even right now to help us through anything that may come our way, to help us through any trial, any tribulation, God. You're equipping us right now so that we will come out stronger, so that we'll come out mightier, so that we'll come out wiser, so that we'll come out with a greater anointing, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, so continue to purge us right now in the name of Jesus of everything that's unlike you that will cause us to forfeit our destiny and to cause us to be separated from your love. We need you, God, today, and we understand that you have a plan for our lives. And so we desire, God, that your will might be done in our lives in the name of Jesus. For you know the thoughts that you think towards me. Oh, God, thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give me an expected end. You have an expected end for me. And so each and every day you have a plan for each and every one of our lives. And we want ourselves, we want to fulfill your plans, and we want your glory to be revealed in our lives. So shape us and mold us even now, God, that as we enter into this new year, that we will leave those things that are old behind us. Oh, God, many, oh, God, in social media have been doing hashtags about what should be left, oh, God, in 2017. If I've doubted you, God, I don't want to bring that with me into 2017, God. Leave it behind. God, I reject those things that are behind. I look past those things that are behind, and I look forward to those things that are ahead, God. And so Paul said, "I press towards the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus." God, you have a greater anointing for me, God. And so I look past. I look back. I don't look back at those things that used to have me burdened down, or those things that used to have me concerned, or those things that caused me to fear, or those things, oh, God, that weighed me down, or those victories that I did not win, God, because as long as I'm still in the land of the living, God, I'm guaranteed the victory, God, because you win in the end. And because I belong to you, God, I win in the end as well. And I don't have to wait till the end, but I can live in victory right now, God. I can live in the overflow right now. I can live on heaven right now, God, because you have great things in store for your people. So, God, help us, Lord, today to break through, oh, God, in our minds, oh, God, today. Transform our minds that we may understand that you have the best plan for us each and every day. And your plans that you have for us, God, is so that we will win and not lose, that we have victory and not death, God, that you have thoughts of peace and not of evil, God. You have it all worked out together for our good. And Paul said, and we know that all things work together for the good of those that love God, to them which are called according to your purpose. And I believe, God, that as those that have joined me on this prayer line this morning, that they have the same mindset as I. We love you, Lord, with all of our heart, with all of our minds, and with all of our souls. And since we love you, God, we know that we are also the called, and we belong to you, God. We've been called out of darkness into your marvelous light. We may have fallen short of your glory, God, but we have confessed. And, God, if there's anything in us that's unlike you, we pray that you would purge us and cleanse us and wash us even now in the blood. Your blood still heals. Your blood still delivers. Your blood still sets free. So wash us and purify us in the blood right now, God, so that we'll be in our purpose and in your plan and in the will of God, so that we can be considered the cause, oh God, according to your purpose. And then if we love you and we've been the cause, oh God, then that means everything that comes our way will work together for our good. All these things will work together for our good. Work them out for our good, Lord. In our homes, Lord, work them out for our good. In the lives of our children, work them out, God, for our good, Lord. We can for them, that you would save them, that you would deliver them, that you would set our children free, that you would help them to stand with boldness to declare the good news of Jesus and to be the light that you have called for them to be on their schools and on their campuses, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that they may not get caught up in the foolishness of this world, but that they will be transformed by the renewing of their minds. God, transform the minds right now, oh God, because the devil, God, an idle mind is the devil's workshop, and our young people, God, are idly walking by, idly living life, idly doing all these things, and they are allowing the devil to have fun in their minds and cause foolishness to come out of them and come out of their lives. Oh God, we bind the hand of the enemy right now, God. He's just a lying wonder. He's just a thief, a stealer. He roars like a lion, but he has no power. He has no might. He has nothing compared to you. And so we submit to you, God, and we cast all of our cares upon you. We place our children on the altar. We place our ministries on the altar, God. We place ourselves on the altar as well, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that you, oh God, that we may be pleasing to you and that we may fulfill the purpose and the plans that you have for our lives. God, we want your will to be done, even on this day, God. We want your will to be done. And as we do your will today, oh God, then God, if you bless us to see tomorrow, then we'll look forward to doing your will tomorrow. And then the next day, if you bless us to see the next day, oh God, we'll do your will, God. That's our submission. That's our surrendering. That's our plan. That's our purpose, God, that you may be glorified in our lives and in our conversations, in our discussion, in our walk, and in our talk, God, that we may let the light of Jesus, the light of glory, the light of the Holy Spirit shine in us, God, so that you may get all the glory, that men might see our good works, but God, that you might get all glory, that we may proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ, that you might get all the glory, that we may be witnesses to those in Judea and Samaria, God, and to the uttermost parts of the world, God, that you might get the glory, God. Our sole purpose, Lord, is that you might get the glory out of us. You made us to be instruments of praise. And so we welcome you, God, to play us, oh God, for your glory today. That we may play a sound, give you a sound of worship, God, that you would be willing to come in and inhabit our praises. You won't dwell in an unclean temple, and God, so we don't want you to be uncomfortable. But God, we clean out and eject everything that's unlike you, oh God, so that you may have full reign and be able to fully rest in this temple that belongs to you on this day. We need your power. Holy Spirit, come tomorrow and have your way. We can't make it without you, so Holy Spirit, we surrender to your will. The Bible says that you're willing to give us anything. That's all we have to do is ask. Won't you give us the Holy Spirit? Won't you allow your Spirit to reign in us? That's all we have to do is ask. Holy Spirit, have your way. Lead me. I yield to you today. I yield to you, and I surrender to your will. Lead me and guide me that I may fulfill the purpose that God has for me. I don't want to fail our God. I don't want to fail our King. I don't want to fail you. And so we need your will. We need your power. We need your will to be done in our lives. And so we surrender to you, and we ask that you come tomorrow and have your way. Walk with us and talk with us and lead us and guide us. Help us to have a listening ear to hear what you are saying to us today. We want to hear what you have for us today, so that we may live in victory, and so that we may continue through our breakthrough. We bless your name now. We thank you for all that took time this morning to join us. We pray that you will bless them and keep them and strengthen them and bless them this day. Give them a song of praise as we consecrate ourselves and we submit our bodies as a living sacrifice. We put flesh under subjection, oh God, and so honor our consecration today. Honor our fasting today. Draw us nearer to thee, God, that we may have a closer and more effective relationship with you. Our desire is to know you you more intimately. Paul said that I may know you in the power of your resurrection, in the fellowship of your suffering, being made conformable unto your death. I put flesh under subjection. I kill it right now, Lord, in the name of Jesus, that I may get to know you more intimately, Lord, this day. That's today, God. I'm not worried about tomorrow, but I want to know you more intimately today, God. I have a fellowship with you that you might be glorified in me and through me, and that your will might be done. We submit to you, God, and we thank you that you know what you're doing. And we put our whole trust and our whole heart and our whole will to follow after you. Bless the hearers. Bless those that joined and took the sacrifice of time to join us this morning. Bless them this day, exceeding abundantly above all that they can ever ask or think. In the mighty name of Jesus' name, we pray this morning. Amen and amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. Bye-bye.